another event, and this was circa 1980-81. I was in the Onassis building, Olympic Towers, for a meeting. We were negotiating to transport oil on Onassis shipping boats. We were in the oil trading business at the time. And a little short guy, well-dressed, walked into the office, and it was Konstantin Gratzos. I didn't know who that was, but at the time, he was the CEO of Onassis Shipping, and he was, I believe, the head of the Christine Onassis Trust, and he had been the friend of Aristotle Onassis for 60-plus years, allegedly raised on the same part of, it's really Turkey now, but it used to be Greece. I saw him, and I made it my business the next 3 or 4 days to search through Olympic Towers until I found his office. This was before security, before all the things that have happened since 9/11. And I found his office and I could see through the crack in the door. He had an extremely attractive secretary. And then beyond her, I could see his office. And I said that, could I see Mr. Gratzos? And the secretary said, no, you need to have an appointment. But he saw me and he waved me through. And so I went through and sat in front of his desk and I saw a plate with a, as I recall, a banana, a pear, and an apple. And I said, I looked down at it. Then I looked at him and he says, yeah, that's my lunch. Not very appetizing, is it, sir? And I said, no. And he said, I said, would you like to have lunch? And he said, oh, absolutely. And then he said, by the way, what's your name? And I said, my name is Pena. And from that time forward, always called me Mr. Pena. And I called him Mr. Gratzos, Konstantin, and Costa towards the end of his life. But it's an example of pressing the envelope. Probably not many people on this listening to this that would pursue that end to go find the CEO of Onassis Shipping Lines. But I've always pressed the envelope to achieve my goals. But at that time, I didn't realize it was expanding my comfort zone. Thank you.